Now, finally, Saudi-backed forces have launched new attacks on the Yemeni port city of Hodeidah. Forces loyal to the former Yemeni president, Abrab Mansour Hadi, have reportedly conducted multi-front offensives. According to Yemeni media, a Navy school was also targeted in an air raid. Pro-Hadi forces and the Saudi-led coalition have resumed their operations after an 11-week pause during UN-mandated peace talks. Riyadh and its allies have been conducting massive air and ground operations to take control of Hodeidah. The strategic port city is the principal lifeline of about two-thirds of Yemen's population. And for more on that, we're joined by Colin Cavill, former lecturer of the University of Bahrain, joining us live. Thank you very much, sir. We're unfortunately running out of time, but this is a very important issue. So if you could please wrap it up in 3 to 4 minutes maximum. What is your take on this recent airstrikes, the airstrikes that have been resumed now after an 11-week pause?
Ms. Amadi, since the launch of the Saudi-led coalition military assault on the port city of Hodeidah beginning on June 13, 2018, the Yemeni people under the leadership of Ansar Allah have refused to capitulate to this Saudi aggression. And they are determined to stand up to protect their country, to protect their sovereignty, and to resist this imperialist aggression, which is killing their people, which is starving their people, and which threatens the lives of over 600,000 inhabitants of Hodeidah.
What is your take now? We know that Hodeidah is under a blockade. It is a lifeline for the people who live there. What's going to happen now to these people? They are depending on the aid that is coming from Hodeidah.
They are. But the Yemeni people continue to fight. This initial operation titled Golden Victory by the Saudis was supposed to last only days. But like the war itself, which is now into its fourth year, so too does this incursion signal a massive defeat, another massive defeat for the heir apparent to the Saudi throne, Mohammed bin Salman. Another fiasco in his plate of misdeeds. So each day, Ms. Amadi, that the Yemeni people stand up and fight this imperialist aggression is a victory for freedom. Each day that young Yemeni fighters defend their homeland from this external foreign aggression demonstrates that freedom is more powerful than money. And indeed, Ms. Amadi, because all that the Saudis have is money, they are indeed very, very, very poor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Colin Cavill, with his take on the war, the ongoing war on Yemen. Your comments are always welcome, sir, on Press TV.